Dissolution fails to end protest. Ying Luck bids to stay on in caretaker role. Su Tape, not satisfied, gives Prime Minister, Cabinet, 24 hours to quit. His Majesty the King approves royal decree for February 2nd election. Thai politics has entered a new stalemate, despite Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat's attempt to end the political crisis by dissolving the House of Representatives. Anti-government protest leaders have insisted that dissolving the House is not enough to meet their demands. They said their rally will not end until the so-called Thaksin regime is uprooted. The leaders said they were against a general election taking place within 60 days, or on February 2nd next year, but will only allow one to be held after the country has undergone reform, particularly the implementation of a vote-buying free election system and a complete overhaul of the National Police Force. This may take 8 to 15 months, protest leader Su Tape Thuk Suban said. Citing Section 3 of the Constitution, protest leaders insisted they have the right to recall the people's mandate from the government and the House, which they claimed are no longer legitimate. Mr. Su Tape gave the Prime Minister and the Cabinet a 24-hour deadline to step down to make way for an unelected People's Council. He called on anti-government protesters at Government House to continue the demonstration for 3 more days. However, the government maintains the Prime Minister and Cabinet are required to remain in a caretaker capacity until a new government takes office, under Section 181 of the Charter. Prime Minister Yingluck announced yesterday morning that the House of Representatives had been dissolved to pave the way for elections. In her televised announcement, Ms. Yingluck insisted she remains the legal head of the caretaker government until a new cabinet replaces her. His Majesty the King endorsed the royal decree last night. The decree said an election would take place on February 2nd, and until then, the Prime Minister and the Election Commission Chairman will act as caretakers to ensure the decree is properly executed. However, Mr. Su Tape, Secretary General of the Anti-Government People's Democratic Reform Committee, told his protest faithful last night, "From now on, we will administer this country on our own and will install our People's Council and People's Government," he said, without elaborating on how such a move would be legal, except for citing the Charter's Section 3. However, Mr. Su Tape accepted it would be hard to achieve those goals since the government would oppose them. Mr. Su Tape called on civil servants to report themselves into the PDRC, saying the committee will set up people's forces to replace police officers in villages nationwide. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Surapong Dowichak Chaigun announced last night that Mr. Su Tape's declaration of the establishment of people's forces, his ordering of civil servants to report to the PDRC, and the attempted takeover of administrative power from the caretaker government were acts of insurrection under Section 113 of the Penal Code.